From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 6, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Ann Friedman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton on Wednesday, October the 4th, identified the members of the Downtown Revitalization Initiative Local Planning Committee. The group of 23 will decide which projects will be implemented using the $10 million award made through the state's Downtown Revitalization Initiative program announced this summer. The committee includes Hamilton and Matthew Nelson as co-chairs and is expected to spend 6 months building the projects outlined in the city's application, collect ideas for additional projects, and determine the projects to be implemented over the next 2 years. The city's proposal included signage of destinations and citywide Wi-Fi, a district-wide arts project establishing the city as a trades and apprenticeship innovation hub, redevelopment of the Dunn Warehouse, and the construction of the public pier for recreation between boat slips. The committee members are Tini Adebayo, Brenda Adams, Kim Bach, Shaheem DeJesus, Todd Erling, Betsy Gamgow, Michelle Hughes, Jeff Hunt, Joan Hunt, Tony Jones, Peter Jung, Sarah Kendall, Bob Luke, Randall Martin, Elena Mosley, Seth Rappaport, Jabeen Ahmad Ruhi, Michael Sadowski, Dan Stewart, Colin Stair, and Christine Vanderlyn. According to the mayor's press release, the committee will hold its first meeting 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 17th. An editor's note, Seward is an active WGXC programmer. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network and the Daily Freeman are reporting that customers and elected officials on Tuesday, October the 3rd, expressed unanimous concern about proposed raise increases in the delivery charge rates for gas and electricity requested by Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Central Hudson has asked the State Public Service Commission to approve rate increases of 13.5% for electricity and 18.5% for natural gas. The public hearing on Tuesday was held at Poughkeepsie Town Hall, one of six to be held in the region this month. The customers who attended the hearing opposed the proposed rate hikes. Dutchess County Legislator Joel Tyner, Democrat of Clinton, blasted the utility, saying it is, and I quote, beyond obscene and atrocious, end quote, for Central Hudson to want more in profit. Jonathan Bix, Executive Director of Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson, said, and I quote, the rate hike will force many people to choose between food and utilities, health care and utilities, end quote. Donna West, a Central Hudson customer, said, and I quote, I'm forced to leave my home with my children and go somewhere else until I can save up money to pay Central Hudson, end quote. The remaining PSC public hearings will be held at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on October the 10th at Kingston City Hall and October the 16th at Newburgh Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hunter Mountain President Russ Colleton and Mary Beth Bianconi from Delaware Engineering attended a meeting of the Hunter Planning Board this week to present the resort's proposal to develop new trails on the west side of the mountain. The project includes the creation of 5 new intermediate level trails, a new chairlift, a parking area with room for 250 vehicles, a pedestrian bridge, and a new access road off Deming Road. The expansion is expected to cost $9 million and increase skiable acreage at the resort by approximately 25 to 30%. Colleton said of the west side of the mountain, and I quote, it's really gorgeous terrain over there. It's a real cool environment. It's a beautiful location. We're pretty excited about it, end quote. A small part of the proposed project lies within the towns of Jewett, which will require the Hunter and Jewett planning boards to coordinate on the plan. The resort hopes to complete the project in time for the 2018-19 ski season. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Today is day three of the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. So call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers from mid-morning through early afternoon today. It will be cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, showers are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 6:58 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:27 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 6th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.